This is RSBNB Update, episode 83, Tiny Changes. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update once again. Another fine edition of this show. I am here with our resident host, I guess you could call him.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. BW from Berlin in Germany.
I'm not from Berlin, I'm Germany.
Okay. And Mr. Ansonite from San Francisco.
Greetings all. Live long and prosper.
Yes. And Shane1288 from Edmonton, Canada. Me, huh? Yes, okay.
Blame Canada.
Oh,
blame
God.
Canada.
Okay, so now we're all back once again after another hectic week of that thing we call school, right, Brad? Me and you?
Oh, yeah, what? That sucks.
The
school
what?
Sucks.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I start next week.
Haha. Yeah, it's just nice, you know, like when you have some control over how long the class takes, you know?
My family still does not get that. It's like, why don't you have school? Because I chose not to. Like, don't you have school on Friday? No. I made everything on Monday.
This is like deja vu all over again, hey, Brad?
Yeah, well, I can never escape school. All you people are, oh, well, it's snowing, so, you know, I can't go to school. All right, the school got closed because the power went out. My teacher comes to my house. I have
are
no
you
escape.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How the hell did they find your...
Because he's private taught.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of snow and people who aren't used to snow, I got this video on the blog, shane.rsbnb.com, of these people in Oregon who don't have their snow tires on, and they're just sliding down the hill.
That happens every year.
Yeah, it's because they don't.
You were just driving too fast, you get on the ice, like, oh, crap.
Yes. I think it's time, though, to get to the matter at hand, RuneScape. Brad, who has his members back now.
Yes. I feel dirty, and the dirt's not coming off.
Okay. Interface changes. Yay or nay? Let's go around the table. Trekkie?
Well, I like the magic interface. It made it quite a bit better. But I hear a lot of people are complaining about the quest and skill scrolls.
Okay. Brad, yay or nay?
I do think they look better. They look more authentic, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. Another thing I liked is the fact that it shows what world you're on now.
Yeah, which is very good.
Yeah.
One more,
so you don't
adding
have to randomly ask people.
Yes.
Or, you know, add random people.
Mm-hmm.
I just add them.
What about you guys like how the magic spell thing hovers now, or...
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, you know what? You know what's really pissing me off?
Oh God!
Is it pure, Shane?
No, not yet. But you know, in the magic spell book, how they have the magic spells now just in the center, right? It's not centered up and down. It's centered horizontally, but not up and down. That's annoying me.
The
magic
world will end.
Yeah, the magic spell book is not centered up and down. It's a little. It's like maybe 8 pixels too high. Needs to be moved down.
Brad, you have any idea what he's saying?
Yeah, I do. He means where is it sort of centered so it's not too far to the left, not too far to the right.
Or not too
it's
far
not
up and
same.
Down. It's
yeah,
not,
it's,
right now it's
not
too
evenly
far
spaced.
Up. It needs to be moved down a bit, is what I'm saying.
You nerd.
Evenly spaced.
Yes.
Evenly spaced.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, who the hell really cares?
I do.
Well, you're a nerd.
I also heard the fact that they slowed high elk down. Has anyone confirmed this?
Yeah, some people said that if you like before, you high elk would be like 3.5 seconds. Now it's 4.5.
Well, that's just great.
Yep.
Oh, boo-hoo, one more second.
Okay.
That adds up, man.
Yeah. If you're high elking 3,600 things, that's an extra hour to do 3,600.
Mm. I bet Shane has known that experience.
No, I can't high elk more than 300 before my computer overheats. Okay, I also heard reports that the granite things, like those granite rocks in the desert, have been kind of nerfed for their fast mining XP because now you need water skins.
Yeah, I heard that as well. I started posting on forums.
Yeah, it does kind of make sense that you're in the desert and you should need water, right?
What just happened?
Since when has anything that Jagex does lost... made sense?
I just lost everybody at first.
Maybe we need to sing the Nerf It song and add granite rocks to the list.
Have Brad sing it.
Yeah.
What Nerf It song?
From last week, remember?
Don't remember it.
Oh, well, I'm trying to get a professional singer to sing it.
Well, if Mike.
You have Matt.
Yeah, I'm looking between Matt and Blue Singer to sing the Nerf It song for me right now.
Anyone but Matt. I mean, sorry, I love you.
Okay.
Someone's going to get killed. All right, let's move on now.
Any more interface changes that we noticed?
They changed the quest thing,
mm-hmm.
which people are really mad at.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, but some people say it's too small. Some people are saying that the color doesn't makes it hard to read. And there are people who say like they're having bad eyesight. Bad eyesight. And so they're having a hard time reading text at all.
Brad, are you going to play the German version of the game when it comes out?
I might have a go at it. The language translation, I assume you mean.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Oh, they also changed the skill guide stuff.
Oh yes, I have to say that's much better.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because they don't read the things that you can't do yet.
Oh.
You know, make the whatever activity read to show you that you can't do it yet, but you're almost there type of thing.
I see. Okay.
That was always helpful for me, but people are just gonna complain that I'm too lazy. So it's like. Meh.
I thought you said you got 72 herb lore.
I didn't log out yet.
Oh. What the? Record the show, not play at the same time.
Hey, I'm multitaskable.
Oh, God.
Sorry, that was mine.
Any more interface changes we noticed?
Let's see.
Oh, I got two for you.
Oh, yeah, the wallpaper thing.
I got two for you. The runes are brighter in the spellbook.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ellen, one mic reported, the fire cape is upside down.
Yeah, I heard some people talking about that.
Like, the picture in your inventory is upside down, somehow.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how they managed to screw that up.
I don't even want to ask. And also, they have the wallpaper that came out this week.
Brad, you gonna use any of these wallpapers?
No.
I have a World of Warcraft wallpaper.
Oh.
I have a Star Wars wallpaper, which I need to change.
I need to change mine. I still got the one of the space shuttle going up.
I need to upgrade my wallpaper.
Maybe I'll go with another Star Trek one. But okay. New wallpapers. Paul, once again. Who on RuneScape seems nice, but is secretly evil? Who do you guys think?
Let's see, who do I prefer again? I care. Yeah, I believe that too. I think Shane is evil in real life. Like Project Green? Come on.
What?
Everybody
he was
knows.
Really amassing nuclear weapons to drop on Falador. The whole herb lore thing is just a big, you know. He's doing herb lore, but it's mainly mixing bombs.
Yeah, well, we need nuclear bomb making skill that you dreamt up first.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
On 24, they detonated a nuke.
Jesus Christ.
Anyone who detonates a nuke inside the borders of the United States of America deserves to win a bloody Nobel Prize.
Okay, Brad, watch tomorrow. No, when this podcast comes out, watch a whole bunch of FBI, CIA, NSA be at your door preparing to arrest you.
They can arrest me, bastards. Political prisoner.
Basically, the monks of Entrenod are winning for being the most evil with 31% of the vote.
How did that happen?
Followed by your cat with 19%.
Anybody who believes in such something as stupid as the divine creator who sits in the heavens above must be evil, so I can see their logic.
I said Entrenod as well, because if you remember that Devious Minds quest where they blow up that thing... You guys remember that?
Okay. I think I voted for the bank staff.
Oh.
Because they are supposedly... They are pretty rich. I mean, come on. How many P-hats they keep in the bank? They probably sell off and make copies.
Oh, they can probably do that. Trekkie's just talking on MSN. Oh, okay.
Well,
what's he saying?
Why don't you log on and take a look?
Yes, okay. So, kind of an interesting poll this week, but okay. Questions. Hey, Shane,
they also, one more thing. They all said that they put a little secret about the wise old man in one of the wallpapers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the wise old man wallpaper, there's a secret.
No, they're one of the new ones. It was the ones with the zombies on it.
So which one should I look at? Zombie artwork?
Yeah. They said there was a clue in there about what's going to happen next. Thing is, yeah, that's the zombie artwork. Let me see.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see how you can get a clue from that.
Hold on, here we go. Hold on. Plus a candid insert. All right.
Yeah, we need to be moving
on. Oh, wait, no, I made it wrong. All right, forget it.
Okay.
Let's edit the whole thing out.
We need to be moving on to questions now. Yeah. First one, what extracurricular activities are the hosts involved in from Magic Jarvis? No comment.
All right. Brad, you go first.
Why should I go first? My extracurricular activities include, let me see, I like to read books, and if you don't like books, you can... I like computing, obviously. I play World of Warcraft. I play RuneScape because Shane forces me to for the good of the show. And I also like golf. That's it, really.
Okay.
Golf. Oh, I'm getting drunk. Can't be that.
Trekkie.
No comment.
Basically, you see me, I...
Project Green.
I work on the website, I do Project Green, I do several other projects, I do school stuff, I do database stuff, I do whatever I'm doing at the time. For instance, this term, I'm doing databases, algorithms, macroeconomics, psychology, which we all know I love, and something else which I forget the name to.
But you don't love the class, do you? Because there's a lot of girls.
Yeah, I don't like that class. It's just annoying, you know?
And there's one fat girl's one.
Annoying?
It's, this one, I'm not... I'm not... We'll discuss this later, but okay?
I want to talk about girls.
No, that's the wrong show.
Okay.
Okay. So, not just what you see here is basically a... Studential. Hey, that's a new word. Studential type stuff.
Oh, God. All right.
And Trekkie, what do you do?
With what?
With your extra time.
Extra time? I sit on my ass. How's that?
Okay. Next one from Agent Waffles. Do you believe astrology and numerology actually work?
From Agent Waffles.
No.
Agent Waffles, do you eat pancakes?
I have to say no. What about you?
No, I don't.
Trekkie?
50-50.
Okay, thank
Although
you.
I do believe putting a gun to your head and pulling the trigger works.
Yeah.
What if it jams?
Then beat yourself to death with the gun.
But what if the guy is bigger than you?
No, I'm saying, talking about suicide.
But what if you get knocked out and you don't die?
Then, I don't know. Get another gun. Try okay. Shoot yourself again.
Okay. Thank you, Agent Waffles. Shane, who is that in your avatar?
Oh, God. Hey, Brad.
It's his real-life picture.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Hey, Brad. Get ready for a Star Trek podcast right now.
I know who it is, actually. It's Riker, isn't it?
Yes!
Yes. But you know Shane is going to go into about a you know, Star Trek podcast in about 5 seconds.
No,
from now.
All I need to say is that's Captain Riker about now, I think. That's who that is.
He got relieved, you know.
Oh, what happened?
Picard kicked his ass.
Okay, thank you, Lord Zamorak. Next okay. One, Trekkie, take this one.
How often do you people bathe from Bib User? That's an odd question.
Yeah.
I shower twice a day.
Twice.
Yeah, twice a day. My hair gets greasy really quickly, so I shower once in the morning and once in the afternoon.
I thought your hair get greasy.
It just does. My hair gets greasy in a matter of hours.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah.
Brad has his own batch of gel.
What?
No, it just does. It gets naturally greasy really quickly.
Yeah, I believe
I've got
that.
Quite a lot of hair.
What about you, Trekkie?
Late evening.
Yeah, same here.
Will actually be the early evening since pretty much after class, I'm done with school, then I go to the shower.
Okay. Thank you, bib user. Who's using a bib right now?
It's her birthday today.
Oh, it is. Happy birthday. Yeah,
happy birthday.
I gave her a birthday
happy
gift.
Happy birthday to you.
I gave her a birthday gift of being on the newspaper staff.
Happy birthday to you.
What a shit birthday gift.
And you know what her first assignment was?
Right.
Oh, you guys seriously want to know what her first assignment was?
Is it dirty?
No. Her assignment is to do the quest Contact.
Okay.
But she has to do that Ichlerin's little helper quest first.
You are evil. You are evil.
Thank you, big user.
See? Brad, you were right. Shane is secretly evil.
I think Shane is controlled by his sister. His sister is the evil head of everything at RSB&B.
Oh, so no.
He just does what she says.
No.
Yeah, just like a certain someone else on another forum.
Okay, Brad, this one's for you.
What are your suggestions for the name of my blog? Now, well, first upon posing this question, one would think that this would be a question aimed directly at me to try and provocate me into some kind of blind rage, which we all know I frequent quite a lot, because the name of your blog used to be As Said by Sam, and of course everybody knows I originally invented the name for my blog, which was As Said by Brad,
or
in September of 2000.
As Said by Brad.
Shut up, Shane. In September of 2005. Now, I would suggest that the name of your blog, you would pick something original, that you would invent something yourself,
Brad.
Not merely take someone else's idea and tack something else onto the end of it. Learn
Brad.
To be original.
Brad.
Stop acting like a stupid
Brad!
Child. There we go. I've said it.
Do yoga.
No. I'm happy being an angry person.
Thank
I'm
you,
so
Samuel.
Full of anger.
I'm sorry if Brad offended you. You can let me know and I'll do something about it.
I'm sorry, if I offended you, you can go. There we go.
You know, I had an idea on the way home today that we should try and make these shows live, pretend we're doing it so it's like a live show, pretend it's live so I don't have to do as much editing.
So I swear all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't help
swearing. Won't you have to start putting an explicit tag on your stuff then?
Well, I tried doing that with episode 80, but it didn't work.
Why?
I don't know.
But aren't you like kind of like, you're saying we got to make it PG-13 or something like that?
Yeah, I'm just hoping that nobody reports it.
Come on, our demographic isn't going to be stupid enough to turn around and go and say the F word just because they've heard me say it.
Well,
seriously,
our demographics are
hey,
age 12
you know,
to 17.
Well, you know how scum people can get.
Yes. Okay. Oh,
I know
yeah.
Scummy Americans
hey, I got
get.
Three questions that are aimed at me. Two of them are tough.
Good for you.
Shame.
I'll read this one.
Okay.
Do you realize that you are becoming more hypocritical against Pures? Jagex hates high levels, just as the Pures say Jagex hates them. That was from Magic Jarvis.
Yes.
Do you realize
yes,
it, Shane?
Yes, I do. See, if I didn't realize this or I wanted to deny it, I wouldn't have put this question in.
Yeah, well, See, look, jackets cannot make everybody happy, either one group or the other group.
See,
Either way.
my thing is that I never said anything about the hate high levels, did I?
It's common
supposed to.
knowledge, Jagex does hate high levels.
Yeah, that's common knowledge, but I never said anything about that. I don't
Yeah,
see where
agree with
this.
that
Then,
prognosis,
but
don't you?
no, I don't agree with it, actually.
But supposedly people also say that Jagex hate peers. So I guess Jagex only love lower levels than who are not peers.
Yeah, and all they want is money, actually.
Well, they already got mine.
Okay.
They also have mine, bastards.
Okay. That's from Magic Jarvis.
And here's one that we missed from Casey Jones X. Shane, what would you watch if there was no such thing as Star Trek?
Well, there's other things on TV, such as
We should
20.
get him hooked on Star Wars.
No, there's such as other things on TV, such as Discovery Channel, 24.
24 sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You just haven't watched it.
Yes, I saw it. It sucks.
Well, you need to watch more of it then. That's from Casey Jones X.
So, Brad, what do you like to watch anyway?
I
Brad?
really don't watch much TV. The only thing I watch on TV is n the news and occasionally a documentary if I like the look of it.
What about golf?
Golf is so boring to watch.
Yes.
The only sport I watch on TV is American football.
Really? You mean like football or soccer football? Whoa. That's not good.
No, we lost him. He disappeared.
I think his dad kicked him off.
No, it's not. What
Up on
happened?
Skype. I don't know, Skype just had a system error and shut itself down.
Okay, so Brad watches golf and
I don't watch
documentaries.
golf.
He watches American football.
Okay. Thank you, Casey Jones X. Okay,
I'm
next one.
focused. Shane, why do you hate peers? This is from Alex.
Tomo. I suppose you could re relate this back to like a time when the like you know when people just annoy you
Shane.
and you don't know why? That's why.
A lot of people annoy me.
Some peer just annoyed me one day and it
We should
What the hell are
record
you
that
doing?
sound.
Huh?
We should record that sound you just made.
Oh.
So
Yeah.
one pure ruined it for all of them.
Yeah, that's pretty much right, I think.
Me, I don't care either way. So, 'cause I'm not going in the world to PK and do whatever
Just
you want.
don't, just leave me alone.
Just leave
But
me alone.
if people leave you alone, then you'll be lonely on RS.
I have people who I can call in if I'm lonely.
I'm not coming to your aid.
Brad, you want to do some pest control later with me?
No.
No, I have work to do this evening. I'm only going to be logging on to RuneScape anyway just to do the bloody update. I won't be playing it out of habit.
Okay, next one.
So no, you can't call on me if you're lonely.
Have you ever gotten into a fight, got beaten up, or got mugged from King 6190?
Yes.
What happened?
Three people. I'm not gonna say what color they were or anything, but I was waiting for the bus, and it's coming down like, "Give me your money!" Like, what the? And I was like, "Dude, get away!" And I was trying to walk away, and they try to get closer. Then, one to try reaching my pocket. And I was like, "Dude," f he literally hit me on the cheek, and then I got on the bus. Didn't hurt.
Okay.
I
Stupid
have.
people.
What about you? Were they Nazis?
And they weren't Nazis, but it's just like friends of friends who I've been like out with or at parties or something, and I've been, as I usually do, been saying stuff and m making fun of them, and a few of them have taken swings at me. Nobody's actually hit me because I normally manage to get out of the way because they're so slow and oafish. Their arm moves at the speed of like a meter an hour.
Okay.
What about you, Shane? You ever get into a
Did you
fight?
ever punch anyone in school, Brad? Like back in
No, when it
England?
comes to fighting, I'm a complete wuss. I would never start a fight with anyone, but if somebody started a fight with me, then yes, I would fight
What if you had your golf clubs, then would you fight?
I would take my golf clubs and I would kneecap them.
Oh, ouch. What about you, Shane?
No, sadly, no.
You have to lie.
Sadly?
You should be grateful.
Get gratefully, no, then.
You have a safe life.
I know. I like this place here. I live in a good neighborhood.
Well,
there's really not much that can go wrong when you're surrounded by seniors, you know?
But what if they start pooping? You have to change the diaper.
Ah, no thanks.
What if the seniors start rebelling and take over Canada?
What if a senior started having dreams about World War II and started carrying a gun around and you were right in his line of fire?
Oh my. Trekkie, take this next one, please.
Okay, let's see. A few months ago, I bought a Santa hat for $25.5 million, and last week I bought another one. The price now was only $22.3 million. I just checked the price, and it's about $21.6 to $22.3 million. How come the price are dropping? Do you think the price will continue dropping? How low do you think the price will become when it stops decreasing? From Metal Maniac 9. Well, this happens to every single rare. Pretty much right after the holiday, it starts going down in price. Then it stabilizes for a couple months, goes back up, and then just as the holiday is rolling back around, they reach sky high.
Okay.
Happens with every rare except for Party
X. Yeah, if anybody knows anybody that wants to somehow do price manipulation, raise prices of Santa hats, I'm all for it. Just let me know before
Shut
you do
up,
it.
Right? This is where you rare owners need to learn. Well, that you can hold on to your mask or your Santa hat or whatever for as long as you want. But the price is not going to keep going up and up and up and never stop. There will come a time when the price will level out and maybe drop. So you need to know when to sell. You can't just hold on and think, well, if I keep this Santa hat or mask for the next year, it's going to go up to 50 million. For all you
hey,
know, the price
Brad,
could go down to nothing.
It did for me.
Yeah, I know, but some people just hold on forever. Like, oh, I'm going to sell when Santa hats reach 100 million each. Chances are Santa hats won't reach 100 million each. People are like holding on. Where I would sell now if I had like three or four Santas because I'd rather have the money.
Are you hinting at one of us specifically?
Say
no,
what?
I'm just saying. Some people who I know, a lot of people I know, none of whom are here, like have rares, like have one Santa hat, who say they're going to hold on to them until Santas are worth 100 million each or something stupid like that. I don't think Santas will ever reach that value.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Thank you from Metal Maniac 9. Yeah.
See, I learned that from my stepbrother because he was merchanting a couple times.
Who?
My stepbrother.
Oh.
He was merchanting for a while. He found a bunch of prices. I was like, he was right. So I guess I should sell them during this time, that time. You know? That's how I made the money last Halloween.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. Shane, do you think it is possible or have ever thought about to put an uncut press show or post show, all unedited version of from our SBNB update, Fastman 2323.
Well, I have done this in before in the past for staff people.
That did not work very well.
Why?
Remember the live show that you did on Christmas?
Yeah.
That didn't work.
No, but
we can't put out an unedited version of the show because we can't let them hear all our scheming and our evil plans. World domination.
All the bad mouthing of all the bad jokes I'd be doing.
Yeah, so that we for the reason we talk about things that aren't show related and aren't always the best before and after.
It's normally about who we'd like to get murdered. That was the topic of conversation before this show.
Yeah, that was true. That was true though.
We were talking about who we wanted to have murdered. Yeah, so maybe you wouldn't want to hear that, especially if your name came up, which it might not, you know, 50-50.
You know, I bet this person know who it is, and Shim is going to beat you up if she ever,
Shim?
Shim, is that like a cross between someone called Shane and someone called Jim? Hello, this is Shim.
No, there's two reasons we can't do this. One, we don't have enough space, and two, it frankly wouldn't be appropriate.
And three, Brad.
Brad, Shane, you remember the time when nobody ever cursed on this podcast and you actually beeped it out?
Yeah. That was
to beep it out.
That was back in the Pika days when there's only one or two per every 4 weeks.
And now we're saying it every other. Well, we're saying it every week.
Every other word.
We're becoming more and more like Dignation every day.
Every... I wouldn't mind being Kevin Rose or Alex Albrecht. Well, Alex Albrecht looks a bit gay to me, but
they drink. When
all right,
they,
moving
they
on.
Drink when they do the show.
Moving on. If you found $1 million on the ground, what would you do with it in real life? Would you? What would you do? You found a rules game. Shane gets to find $10 million, and he's already has $95 million in the bank. Kiwi kid, you do?
No. I have $10 million in the bank.
Ooh, oops. You know what that means?
What?
Somebody's going to try and hack.
No, I have a rather secure bank pin.
Yeah, but then, you know, we all know there's one area of the world on an island where Jack still has not secured yet.
Oh, God.
Sad, isn't it?
Let's get to the question. What would you do if you found $1 million on the ground?
Pay
off
life?
My loans. Yeah.
I'd finance a military coup in a small African country.
Okay.
Say what? Oh, I see. For me, I would just pay off my school bills and stuff, and then probably buy my mom a house, and then save the rest.
Yes, I'd invest it too.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I would invest mine as well, but in a military coup in a small African country.
Okay.
But what if it becomes a threat to England or Germany? To Germany.
And they won't attack England because all of finance unless they rebel against their master.
Okay, what about RuneScape?
If I find 1 million RuneScape?
Yeah.
That's not going to do much anyway, so it's like, meh, keep it in my bank.
But remember, I get to find 10 mil.
Yeah, but you suck at keeping money anyway.
No.
If I had 1 million, I would high out every coin.
You can't do
that. You guys should donate it to me so I can fund my farming.
You can't high up your coins.
You guys should.
I would find a way.
Hacker. If I found that money,
okay,
I'd...
fine. I would drop them.
Okay.
If I found that money, I'd fund my farming.
You'd fund your crack habit. I mean, farming habit. Okay. Yes, Shane. That's what we call it. Farming. Shane's farming habit.
Yeah, bunch of marijuana grass and stuff in there.
Okay, thank you, Kiwi Kid.
Are you saying all your weed in there?
No. Okay.
I'm gonna get in trouble for this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
On to tech news. Firefox 3 is planned for release in third quarter of this year.
Take that, Master of the Vortex.
Huh? What? Who? Who?
Anyways, it's planned on for improved interaction with add-ons, clearer, more coherent languages, less steps to install, support for remote bookmarks and history annotation, files handled by web service. So that probably means something like Google Documents or something like that. Very interesting. Now they'll be ahead of Opera.
Well, Opera does as much for web browsers as Ahmadinejad does for safe nuclear technologies, which is nothing. Okay.
Well, still better than... God.
No, I think Oprah's worse than IE, because the people who use Oprah run around going, oh my god, use Oprah, oh my god, use Oprah, it's my whole life. I get up, I put an Oprah t-shirt
on. It doesn't matter, as long as it's safe.
Safer.
Yes, it's safer than IE.
It's not promoted by shameless morons who have no self.
Okay, we know you. We know who you're. We know what you're referring to. Same as last week. Every browser here gets equal coverage. Okay. Canadian politicians are set to introduce a tough new copyright bill that will outlaw the circumvention of DRM schemes, but might not provide any fair use provisions.
So, in English, please.
Basically a Canadian version of the DMCA.
In English, Canada has caught up with the rest of the Western world a few years late.
Regarding the current controversy, Michael Geist, who is a law professor, doesn't think the bill can pass without strong fair use provisions, which is probably true. It says, expect Canadians and the media to be very vocal about a failure to address a fundamental issue in the need of them. Yes, this is what the problem is with the DMCA and all the Vista DRM and crap like that, is that it doesn't provide fair use. We can all agree on that, right?
Hey, Shane, explain it to the people who have no idea what you just said.
Basically,
in a more meaningful way.
What this means is copyright legislation is coming to Canada that will make it illegal to download music, and it will also make it illegal to put music that you have ripped from a CD onto an iPod.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what fair use basically means.
I like
anyone's
going to listen to that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's always ways around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take a look at this if you're Canadian. But we could all move to the island of Sealand, which is a little neat nation. The government of Sealand has initiated negotiations. Basically, they're trying to buy this island off the coast
of
England.
$2 billion or something?
Yeah. Brad, the Pirate Bay is going to form a new country off the coast of England.
We don't want their kind there.
But they
English are law-abiding racists and goddamn proud.
But then they provide you with all your copyrighted content that you get from the Pirate Bay.
I don't download stuff from the Pirate Bay. I use Demonoid.
Same thing.
I use Pirate Bay, but not that much.
Shh.
What?
Oh my god! If the Americans hear this, they're gonna come and arrest me. Oh my god! I'm so scared.
Buysealand.com.
Hey, if you want to, you know, break the law, head up into international waters.
Yes.
Almost
it's a bit
wherever
hard
you
to
want.
Get a wireless connection in the middle of the ocean, isn't it?
Satellite, man.
So does that mean you can go out to the international waters and kill someone?
Yeah. As soon as you come back to land, you're liable to be arrested.
Hmm. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If you kill someone in international waters, you're just throwing a body overboard. It's not like nobody's really gonna find it anytime soon.
but you could get arrested if you go back to land if they find out and piece it together. It's not like, you know, oh well, you killed someone, but because you did it in international waters, we can't touch you.
Yeah, it's but like, then that true. But I'm just saying, you know, odds
in
are
in England they removed that double jeopardy law. Do you remember there was that film about the double jeopardy, meaning you couldn't be tried for the same crime twice? Because some bloke was tried for the murder of a girl and he was found innocent, but then he admitted to doing it and they changed the law so they tried him a second time.
Okay. this first rant is for you, Brad.
Okay. I bought Fulgothan to get Firecape and for Slayer and other training missions. Good God. I trained Defense till 70 for Barrows and don't want to trade it anymore. To train it, I presume you mean. Hard, but all attack styles give defense X points. Same with leaf-bladed spear. Well, I can use broad arrows and magic dart instead of the leaf-bladed spear, but only the Guthan spear special heals your hit point with what you hit. My rant is that it gives defense X points. Oh my god, retard. And it needs to have an after it. Either attack or strength X points, only attack style, or all separate. Oh, boo frickity who. Everybody knows you use the whip for the, training or the scimitar or whatever.
Yeah.
And you switch to the spear if you want to heal. You won't get that much defense.
That's right.
That way.
But
yeah, that's what everybody does.
Spears have been like that since RuneScape Classic, right?
Yeah. No. They haven't
had leaf bladed spears.
Actually, no. They did not have any spears back in RSC until
Slayer was released.
No,
it's
they had
Slayer
spears.
Weapon.
No, not the leaf spear, but spears in general.
Yeah.
In RSC, they did release it. I think maybe like 3 months before RS2 beta came out. I think probably longer. And basically, it had all four attacks. Since every weapon was the same thing anyway. There was control, attack, strength, and defense. That was it.
Okay, but
and then when RS2 came out, every spear was a defensive weapon.
Yeah. I don't know, like, it's just, it's a small price to pay for healing, right? Right?
I guess.
Brad?
I don't know, yeah, maybe, I have no real opinions on this subject, for once.
But, you guys know Mike, right? He said he wasn't training defense anymore for quite some time. And it looked nice at 85, but it kind of upset him when it turned over to 86 after using Guthans.
Ha 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 ha. I wouldn't mind getting defense level from Spears of from the Guthan effect.
You can. There's a defensive mode.
I know. I said I don't mind if I get experience in it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I don't want to put it on control. I might as well put it on all one thing.
Okay, Tracky, this one's for you. It looks more complicated.
Why are you giving a long one, man?
I have a long one, too.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, Retribution. Ah, yes, I believe you all know this was improved. Before you start telling me it was improved, it was not nearly good enough. One thing, do they really need to know I am about to do 0 to 14 damage to them? I have 59 prayer. Retribution, it seems to be a simple way to get back at someone who's killed you. Let's start by naming some problems. Why exactly do I need a minimum hurt my opponent when I've died?
Yeah, okay. What? I don't know.
I don't get what that means anyway. Let's see. Oh, crap, I lost where I was. Sorry. Okay, when I died, I'm dead. Why do I even need to damage him slash her? And do they see it coming? Oh, hey, I'm going to die and blow up like a bomb. You better get away. Does that sound like any use to peek care or any way in combat at all? And there is a way, but I won't say it yet. Sure, it hurts people in Castle Wars, but what's the point? Ah, oh, crap, he just said it. What's that prayer made simply for Castle Wars? I would hope not. It seems to be specifically for one game. I just don't get it. Why don't we make prayers to weaken monster defense at pest control? Oh, and while we're at it, let's make a prayer to switch things on the dueling arena. Now that I've told you that, let's talk about ways to simply avoid it altogether. Ancient mage, freeze and run away. Mage, ranger, I think you know. Entangle and Halley as
melee. How does your range do it?
Well, you always hit and run anyway, so.
Okay.
Let's see. Entangle and Halley as melee. Run away. Yes, the faster, the time is faster, but it can be done. Melee is clear. A mage nukes then to them to death. That wouldn't be all of it, but for such a weak prayer, it already has so many disadvantages. It shouldn't even exist. The definition of retribution, equally according to merits or desert, especially for evil. Something given or influenced is such a I think that's supposed to be ritual?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he spelled. It's like recuital. something justly deserved. Recomposition. God, man, this guy cannot spell. Can't remember what that's supposed to be.
A justly deserved penalty.
Okay, versus that something justly deserved penalty. A justly deserved penalty. Oh, I just said that twice. Shoot. If someone can dodge it, that makes no sense whatsoever. Suggest for retribution. Yes, suggestions to improve this prayer. I have thought of a few. If you'd like to suggest something else, go ahead. But think it out well. I'm trying to put their suggestions with their name if they want to. Number one, take it out completely. Make it have ring of recoil effect and damage your opponent. The higher level, the higher damage, or maybe damage of your opponent. Percentage of damage ratio to hit point stops at 20.
What do you think?
He has a good point. I mean, there is really no point in retribution unless you're in Castle Wars or
in the house.
Fight Pit or something. And the house doesn't do much
of anything. I don't know. It can stay. It's just there to look pretty, so it can stay.
Yeah, but it's kind of true, though. I mean, people can't get away pretty easily. You only be one space away.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
I think what they should do is
make
like,
it bigger, like 9 spaces.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Actually, what then we could do is like make it instead of fire blasting, it's like spitting out needles really, really fast.
And then we'll have to rename RuneScape to Trekkiescape.
Why?
Because it's your idea.
No, it's not. It's pretty. Oh, whatever. Is Brad back?
No, he's still away.
Okay.
I'm back.
What do you think they should improve? If they were to improve on this, what would they do? What would you say they should do?
Improving retribution.
Yeah, so what would you think they should add to it if they were to improve it? Take it out completely and make it something else, or what? I think retribution is supposed to be like a revenge thing. Like, if you get PK'd and the guy is almost dead, he's like, God damn it, alright. If I lose my stuff, you're going to lose your stuff too. So basically just die all at once.
Yeah, that's the way I like
hopefully.
That's the way I like going out in Counter-Strike, you know? I like taking the people out with me. This last time
I did that once.
Last time I was there, I killed two people with one grenade, but I took myself out at the same time.
Actually, we did that in Star Wars Battlefront. Like, we had friendly fire off, and I was like, there was like four people in there. There was completely holed up. I was like, nobody could get in. So I grabbed my mine. I threw a grenade in first. I rushed in, dropped my mine. I basically killed everybody in there and me.
I know.
Then we took. It was funny.
That's so funny on Counter-Strike. I did it twice in one game.
For me, another time I was playing Call of Duty online, and this guy, he was like all over me. I could not get away. I knew I'm gonna die, so I said I must take him out with me. So I dropped the grenade on the ground. I started running around the grenade. He kept getting closer. He killed me. The grenade exploded. Killed him too.
Okay, like, that's enough of Trekkie's battle for one. Stories. That's enough of your battle stories, right, Brad?
Brad's not back.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, your turn, Shane.
Because I had never finished making the shelf, the nails I had had just vanished forever. Notice this would not allow macroing. Read the rest of the rant and some comments in the first few page. Post about macroing will be considered spam. Thanks. Hello, folks. Time for another of Person's Rants. Today I was working on construction. For the first time in a few months, I'd been working all day, you see, not a random in sight. Happy as can be. Just about to build my rack to hold all of my lovely porcelain cups when, wham, mysterious old man appears in a puff of smoke. Now, normally I'm fast to react, but today I just wasn't myself. I went up to accept his gifts, but... Mysterious old man, this is your lucky day. What? Where am I? It's time for Odd One Out. What's going on? Here, you've taken me. Which one does it belong? 5 minutes later. What was that? I'm sure I'm safe at... Where's my construction supplies? But I had never finished making the shelf. The nails I had to just appeared to vanish forever. Not only does Shady Old Man break into my house and kidnap me, but then take me to a dark interrogation room where a spotlight was constantly shining on me, my eyes. He robbed me of two steel nails as well. Here I am, lying between beaten and bruised, but I escaped to tell you my story. I would like randoms to stop appearing in build mode only. That way there's no chance of losing construction items while working. If a random appears while woodcutting, you don't lose the logs you already have. So why should I lose something I paid for? I paid to make me into a plank. The point is not that I lost two nails, but the point is another player could lose another more valuable item, such as a gold leaf. In this example as well, alking, but everything wasn't building, would have been removed as options when constructing. But why do other than construct when in build mode? The main interface would have been enabled, but to consider on the terms is a Leo the Gravedigger random, where all menus and inventory and friend list are completely blocked from clicking. The other option is that randoms would not appear halfway through making something, only at beginning or end. So, what do you guys think?
Well, that's kind of true. I mean, are there randoms while you're building a house anyway? I mean, people are not going to auto in there anyway. What are they going to do, try and make the house look nicer? Not making any money, there's no point.
Yeah, exactly.
And judging from him, I think that might be just a very bad bug.
Yeah, that sounds like... Could you imagine losing, like, a magic stone or something?
I would be mad, because I wasted so much money while I was, you know, making my house, my new house.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, like, I spent so much money within 30 seconds. I was like, whoa, I'm out of money already? Holy crap! Remember that day?
No.
Yeah, it was like a day I told you that I just lost like 5 million within 30
oh,
seconds.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
It was like, how did that happen? I was buying gold leaves and stuff. I was like, oh.
So we all agree on this one?
Yeah.
I think Brad is like, I don't care anymore. Just get on with this. I can go home and sleep.
Shut up, it's almost 11.
Yeah, it's one minute to 11. It's almost time to go.
Yeah.
Other things. Does anybody here ever set goals?
Yeah. Okay, 99 fishing and cooking.
And how long did it take you?
Couple months.
Did you have intermediate goals? Like goals in
Brad.
Between like 85, 90?
I'm sorry, no, I have more of a life than you.
Beat Brad. That was my goal.
I don't know. That's just something interesting that popped up in psychology, is to set intermediate goals. Like, say you're going for like 99 Hunter or something, set a goal of like 80, then 85, then 90, then 92, then 93, and keep going and going and going. You know? Does that make sense to you guys, right?
Yeah. Basically, instead of like having a long-term goal, you have many short-term goals.
Yeah.
You know, to your human mind, that's like, all right, I made it here. I can go on and do my other thing.
Yes, okay.
But how does them do it?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, didn't he take a year off or something?
Who's Zezuma?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like.
He didn't take a year off. If he did, he wouldn't be number one right now.
No, like a year off from school or whatever.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
not sure.
Okay, new RSBNB and former staff, Anubis, Bib user, Blueberry Singer, and Master of the Vortex. You guys have been hired, as you probably know, and you guys have probably seen in that global announcement that I took down a few days back. So, we are doing another crackdown at Brad. Do you remember back in the summer we had that problem with flaming?
Oh, yeah.
We're having a bit of a problem like that in the fakes forum. So we're kind of cracking down on that in the fakes forum. So if anybody sees any problems with fakes or flaming or anything in there, report the post and it will be dealt with. Anybody who...
Well, graphics people always flame.
Anybody caught...
To farther an ass.
What?
Yes.
I what? Said graphics people always flame because they have their own heads so far up their ass.
Anyways, anything here will be dealt with an official warning. No matter whether it's your first offense, second or third, or fourth. Yeah, so yeah. Anything.
It's okay to make constructive arguments about why it's bad, but don't flat out say you suck.
Yes.
That's basically right. It. You say, like, it's bad because of whatever, but you just flat out say it sucks. That's not very nice.
Yeah, so...
I don't think they will mind if you tell them why it's bad, but you just flat out say you suck. That's kind of rude.
Keep this in mind when you're rating fakes and whatnot, so... Yes. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
Nothing. Nada. iPhone is very expensive.
Yeah, we covered that last week.
Yeah, no, not much of it anyway. We covered very little of it.
Yeah, well, we're not a tech.
Well, I guess that's about it.
We've done enough Apple paraphernalia to last a bloody lifetime.
With that said, this has been our SPNB Update 83 with Brad.
Hello.
Brad, Trekkie, and
Shane128. Shane.rsbnb.com.